insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Now, please, let's listen to 187, 188, 190, and 191st verses of this very chapter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
So cause to fall upon us fragments of the sky, if you should be of the truthful.
قَالَ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
He said, My Lord is most knowing of what you do.
فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ.
And they denied him, so the punishment of the day of the black cloud seized them. Indeed, it was the punishment of a terrible day.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Indeed, in that is a sign, but most of them were not to be believers.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And indeed, your Lord, He is the exalted in might, the merciful.
فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Therefore, cause a piece of the sky to fall on us, if you are one of the truthful.
قَالَ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
He said, My Lord knows best what you do.
فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ.
But they belied him. Then there seized them the chastisement of the day of shadow. Verily, it was a chastisement of a grievous day.
إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٌ.
Verily, there is a sign in this.
وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
But most of them do not believe.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And verily, your Lord, certainly He is the Mighty, the Merciful. Here, in this verse, فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Therefore, cause a piece of the sky to fall on us. These people, in response to the invitation of their prophet Shu'aib, talk about a piece of cloud. All three subjects can combine with together. A piece of dark cloud may produce a thunder, and a blast which causes them to tremble, or by creating an earthquake simultaneously, they might be destroyed. The Arabic word kisaf, that we have to first explain, has been repeated for four times in the Holy Quran, and it is the plural form of the word kisafah, which in the sense of a piece is used, and here it means a piece of cloud. And the purpose of عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ, the chastisement of the day of shadow, is either the chastisement of the day when people sheltered under the shadow of the trees because of the severity of the heat, or on a day a piece of cloud caused a shadow over them. Now, there are mentioned a few different sentences in the Holy Quran concerning the chastisement of the people of Shu'aib. Once it says it was an earthquake, in another place it was a heavenly blast, and in this verse, a piece of cloud. And as we said, all three subjects may be able to combine together for their punishments. Or perhaps the earthquake relates to the people of Midian, and the dark clouds relates to the people of Aika, since Shu'aib had been the prophet appointed for both of them. In Surah Al-A'raf, his messengership over the people of Midian, who were destroyed by earthquake, is mentioned, while in this surah, his messengership over the people of Aika is referred to. على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
However, after saying some contradictory statements that they sometimes called him a liar, by which they meant he intended to be superior over them, and sometimes calling him mad, their last word, their last response to their prophet was, فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Therefore, cause a piece of the sky to fall on us, إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you are of the truthful. Now, they wanted to say that he would send the chastisement by which he threatened them, so that he could understand that they might not afraid of those threats. So they said that we are not afraid. We are asking you to bring the chastisement you are warning us of. So bring it on if you think you are of the truthful. إن كنت من الصادقين. We will discuss the other verses, specifically the answer of Prophet Shu'aib to the people in the next episodes. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.